there's a young man who's going to be competing in the 2012 Paralympics in London, England on August 29th of this year. And he's actually a native of Raleigh, North Carolina. His name is Lex Gillette, and his Aunt Sharon called me yesterday and wanted me to talk to him. Now, Lex is a track and field athlete. He's proven to the world that there's absolutely no excuses because Lex is blind. But they say once he lost his sight, he gained his vision. And on the line with me is Lex Gillette. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm making it, so can't be happier than that.
Well, look, I wanted to just give you a call and talk to you a little bit. Sharon, your aunt, was sharing with me that you're going to be in the Paralympics at the end of the month.
Yes.
And you are a native of Raleigh.
I am. I grew up in Raleigh since my family, we're all from, I guess, eastern North Carolina. So when I was really a small kid, we moved to Raleigh. And I grew up there, went to Carroll Middle School, went to Athens Drive High School, and went to East Carolina University. So I'm Raleigh. That's my place. I love Raleigh.
You're a Carolina guy, huh?
yes.
But right now you're in California, I guess, training for the Paralympics?
Yes, there's an Olympic training facility in San Diego, so mm-hmm. that's where I've been for the past few years, training for the Paralympics. So, you know, have a couple more days out here, and then we actually leave on Friday.
Now, this is not your first Paralympics, is it?
It's not. It's going to be my third one. So,
2004 and 2008, you got the silver?
Yes.
So tell us, what do they call them? What activities or the things, what do you compete in?
My events are long jump, triple jump, 100 meters and 200 meters. And then I'll also be competing in the 4x100 meter relay.
Wow. Now, of course, I'm going to ask you a question because everybody wants to know. Now, you're
right.
Legally blind. You've been blind, like you said, since the age of 8?
Yes.
How do you run, Lex?
So we have, in my running events, I have someone who's called a guide runner. And so they're basically there to give me verbal commands. So I'll know where I am on the track. So it's basically like having a coach, which is right there almost. But they're keeping you in your lane, but you won't go out of your lane because if you step out, you get disqualified. And then in my jumping event, I have that same person who stands at the board, and they're literally doing the same thing, giving me verbal commands. So I'll know exactly what location I need to run and jump from. So it's pretty difficult, but after a while, you know, train at it for a little while and you just get used to it. So
it's amazing. That is amazing just to hear you explain it. Wow. We are so proud of you. So another question. Are you going for the goal this year, Lex?
Always. Every time I step on the track, that's business right there. So, you know, if you don't go for the goal, I really don't see, you know, what the purpose is,
right.
I guess, you know. Go out there and try to put work your best foot.
Well, we are praying for you. We are rooting for you and all of that. So know that you have the light listeners behind you. Now, not only are you an athlete, but I hear you're pretty talented in the singer-songwriter category as well.
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay. So yeah, that's a lot of fun, too. I have some keyboards out here that occupy my time when I'm not on the track.
Well, good. Well, there's also something on the website that we can hear. I think you have a song that's on iTunes or something?
Yes. It was. I put it up in April. It's called On the Stage, and it basically just talks about the experiences from the athlete's perspective, talking about going out there and training and what it means to represent the United States of America. And you know, at that time, we were trying to raise money to get my guy on his mom to get to London because she's never seen us compete before. So, you know, we've accomplished that goal.
Amen.
And that's pretty amazing. So, you know, the song is still up and people can listen to it and purchase it.
Fantastic. Now, would you like to give a shout out? We're here in Raleigh, and I hear that mom and dad are here in Raleigh as well, right?
Yes. My family, my mom especially, you know, she's definitely been the driving force behind, you know, everything that I'm doing in life. So, you know, I definitely thank her and love her. My Aunt Sharon, you know, for hooking this up. And, of course, God for even allowing me the opportunity to do any of this. And all my family, my church family and everyone at the light, too. So I love you all, and hopefully I'll be able to bring the gold back home.
Amen. You give me a call when you come back home, no matter what you get, okay?
All right, thank you.
Paralympics begin August 29th in Linden, England. Lex, we love you. God bless you, and Godspeed to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.